Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees at Motihari in Bihar. Also flags off four new Amrit Bharat trains. India hails United States' decision to designate Pakistan-based TRF a proxy of LET as foreign terrorist organization, terms it strong affirmation of India-US counter-terrorism cooperation. ED arrests Chaitanya Baghel, son of former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, in connection with alleged multi-crore liquor scam. Indian Navy commissions its first indigenous diving support vessel, INS Nistar, at Vishakhapatnam. Amarnath Yatra resumes today after being temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Eregasi becomes first player to secure semi-final spot at Freestyle Grand Slam in Las Vegas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees in Motihari in Bihar. The projects are related to rail, road, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the development of Bihar is essential for the growth of eastern India. He said, today development in Bihar is moving fast because both the central and state governments are working for the state.
जैसे दुनिया में पूर्वी देश विकास की दौड़ में आगे जा रहे हैं, वैसे ही भारत में ये दौड़ हमारे पूर्वी राज्यों का है। हमारा संकल्प है आने वाले समय में जैसे पश्चिमी भारत में मुंबई है, वैसे ही पूरब में मोतिहारी का नाम हो। जैसे अवसर गुरुग्राम में है, वैसे ही अवसर गया जी में भी बने।
The Prime Minister said during the 10 years of the UPA government, Bihar received only around 2 lakh crore rupees. He added that in the last 10 years, the NDA government has given more funds than the UPA for the development of Bihar.
गरीबों, दलितों, पिछड़ों और आदिवासियों के नाम पर राजनीति करते आए हैं, लेकिन बराबरी का अधिकार तो दूर। ये परिवार से बाहर के लोगों को सम्मान तक नहीं देते। इन लोगों का अहंकार आज पूरा बिहार देख रहा है। हमें बिहार को इनकी बुरी नीयत से बचाकर रखना है।
Prime Minister Modi said the centre will spend 1 lakh crore rupees for providing jobs and employment to youths in the country. PM Modi added that in the last few years, a lot of work has been done so that the youth of Bihar get maximum employment opportunities in the state itself.
Bhajpa aur NDA ka vision hai, jab Bihar aage badhega, tabhi desh aage badhega, aur Bihar tab aage badhega. जब बिहार का युवा आगे बढ़ेगा हमारा संकल्प है समृद्ध बिहार हर युवा को रोजगार बिहार के नौजवानों को बिहार में ही रोजगार के ज्यादा से ज्यादा मौके मिले इसके लिए बीते वर्षों में यहाँ तेजी से काम हुआ है
Mr. Modi said it was impossible for the poor to get pakka houses during the rule of RJD and Congress. He highlighted that in the last 11 years, more than 4 crore houses were built for the poor under the PM Awas Yojana, and out of them, 60 lakh houses were built in Bihar.
PM Awas Yojana ke tahat desh mein garibon ke liye 4 crore se jyada ghar banaye gaye hain. इनमें से करीब 60 लाख घर अकेले बिहार में गरीबों के लिए बनाए गए हैं यानी दुनिया में नॉर्वे, न्यूजीलैंड और सिंगापुर जैसे देशों की जितनी कुल आबादी है उससे ज्यादा लोगों को हमने अकेले बिहार में पक्के घर दिए हैं.
The Prime Minister dedicated multiple rail projects to the nation. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new Amrit Bharat trains between Rajendra Nagar Terminal Patna to New Delhi, Bapu Dham Motihari to Delhi, Darbhanga to Lucknow and Malda Town to Lucknow to improve connectivity in the region. The Prime Minister also released 400 crore rupees to over 61,000 self-help groups in Bihar. Under Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana National Rural Livelihoods Mission, Mr. Modi handed over the keys to some beneficiaries as part of Griha Pravesh of 12,000 beneficiaries and released over 160 crore rupees to 40,000 beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Avas Yojana Grameen. Later in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone for Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited City Gas Distribution Project in Bakura and Purulia district of West Bengal. He will also dedicate to the nation the doubling of Purulia-Kotshila rail line of length 36 km in Purulia. It will improve rail connectivity between industries from Jamshedpur, Bokaro and Dhanbad with Rachi and Kolkata and efficient movement of goods train. Prime Minister will inaugurate two road overbridges constructed under Chetu Bhartam program at Topshia and Pandaveshwar in Paschim Bardhwan. With Abhiru Bhattacharji from Durgapur, this is Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
India has hailed the United States' decision to designate the Resistance Front, TRF, as a foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. The TRF, a proxy of the Pakistan-based terrorist organization Laskar-e-Taiba, has been involved in numerous terror-related activities, including the heinous attack on civilians in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar appreciated the U.S. State Department Secretary Marco Rubio for the decision. He added that this affirms the India-U.S. counter-terrorism cooperation. India has consistently emphasized the need for global cooperation in the fight against terrorism and the dismantling of terror infrastructure. The Indian Navy has commissioned the first of its two indigenously designed and built diving support vessels, Nistar, at a ceremony held in Vishakhapatnam today. Raksha Rajya Mantri Sanjay Seth participated in the commissioning event along with Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of Naval Staff, and other senior dignitaries.
Nistar, designed and built by Hindustan Shipyard Limited, Vishakhapatnam marks a significant milestone in India's march towards Atmanirbharata. With the participation of 120 MSMEs and incorporating more than 80% indigenous content, Nistar is a statement to India's ability to build complex ships at par with international standards. Speaking at the launch event, Raksha Rajya Mantri Sanjay Seth has said,
"Make in India, jo Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ji ka sankalp, us sankalp ko aapne पूरा किया है कि निस्तार एक महज एक जहाज नहीं, यह विकसित भारत के संकल्प का एक बढ़ता हुआ सबसे बड़ा कदम है.
मेन रोल्स ऑफ द वेसल इंक्लूड अंडरटेकिंग डीप सी डाइविंग एंड कंडक्टिंग रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशंस फ्रॉम डिस्ट्रेस्ड सबमरीन्स. शी इज फिटेड विद स्टेट ऑफ द आर्ट सिस्टम्स रिक्वायर्ड फॉर सैचुरेशन डाइविंग मिशंस. हेनरी, आकाशवाणी, विशाखापट्टनम.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. A team of the Enforcement Directorate ED raided the residence of former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel in Bhilai town of Chhattisgarh today. This morning, ED officials arrived at Mr. Baghel's residence for raids with CRPF personnel. ED has taken Bhupesh Baghel's son, Chaitanya Baghel, into custody. After this, the ED team has left for Raipur from Bhilai with Chaitanya Baghel. Detailed information regarding this raid is awaited. In a significant boost to India's creative economy, Union Minister of Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis jointly inaugurated the first campus of the Indian Institute of Creative Technology, IICT, at the NFDC premises in Mumbai, marking a significant step towards building India's capacity in the global creative tech economy. Addressing the gathering, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the government's vision to empower the youth and advance the creative industries.
Technology aaj ki creative world mein jis tarah se ek integral part ban chuki hai usme bahut zaruri hai ki hamare creative economy mein kaam karne wale jitne bhi log hain aur jo isse judna chahte hain un sabko hum naye skills dein, technologies mein training dein, naye tools dein aur duniya mein jo best ho raha hai usko hum apne yahan par भारत में लेके आए और यहाँ से नए इंक्यूबेशन नए आइडियाज नई टेक्नोलॉजीज भी भारत से बनी.
In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra resumed today after it was temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions in most areas in both Kashmir and Jammu divisions yesterday. Official sources confirmed that in view of improvement in weather conditions, the authorities allowed the 17th batch of Yatris to move from Bhagwati Nagar Jammu base camp early this morning towards Kashmir region. Over 9,500 Yatris, including men, women, children, sadhus and sadhvis, left in 335 vehicles to reach their respective base camps in the Kashmir region. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and South Interior Karnataka today. The weather agency also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, West Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Among the most important locations that is considered as a living symbol of shared spiritual heritage between India and Sri Lanka is the Jaya Sri Mahabodhi in Anuradhapura. While thousands visit the sacred tree each year, few are aware of the remarkable human story that surrounds it.
The Jayashree Mahabodhi, one of the most revered sites in the Buddhist world, carries with it not just sacred significance, but also a living legacy of cultural continuity. In 236 BC, Sangamitta Theri, daughter of Emperor Ashoka, arrived in Sri Lanka with a sapling from the original Bodhi tree in Bodhgaya. She was accompanied by bhikkhunis, artisans and nine princes, including Prince Bodhigupta and Prince Sumitta. Historical texts record that the descendants of these individuals were entrusted with the protection and veneration of the sacred sapling. Today, their descendants continue to fulfill this duty. They maintain the rituals and traditions associated with the tree. In April this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage at Jayashree Mahabodhi during his visit to Sri Lanka. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed the Genius Act, a bill to regulate U.S. dollar-pegged stable coins, and sent it to President Donald Trump, who is expected to sign it into law. The bill passed with bipartisan support, 308 to 122, and marks a major step for the crypto industry, which has long pushed for clear federal rules. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigasi has become the first player to secure a semi-final spot at the Freestyle Grand Slam in Las Vegas. The 21-year-old defeated Uzbekistan's Nodirbek Abdusattarov with an impressive 1.5 to 0.5 victory in the quarterfinals. With this win, Arjun is now one step closer to the championship title as he prepares for the semi-finals. In tennis, Anirudh Chandrasekhar and Rhys Talda stormed into the men's double semifinals of the Los Cabos Open in Mexico. The Indo-American duo defeated the pair of Bernard Tomic of Australia and Manuel Sanchez of Mexico in straight sets. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees at Motihari in Bihar. Also flags off four new Amrit Bharat trains. India hails United States' decision to designate Pakistan-based TRF, a proxy of LET, as foreign terrorist organization terms it strong affirmation of India-US counter-terrorism cooperation. ED arrests Chaitanya Baghel, son of former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, in connection with alleged multi-crore liquor scam. Indian Navy commissions its first indigenous diving support vessel, INS Nistar, at Vishakhapatnam. Amarnath Yatra resumes after a temporary halt due to bad weather conditions. With that, we end.